Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy.
Who came from?
One more time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've won the victory. I'll take it one more time. Hallelujah. Thank you.
he wants for you. And because he needs, you shall live. Hallelujah.
Yahweh,
you are
Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto you in the mighty name of Jesus. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Brewer Boyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Hallelujah. We bless God for each and every one of you this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. We bless His holy name. Hallelujah. The heavens declare the glory of God. Psalm 19. And the firmament showeth His handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech in the language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them have He set a tabernacle for the sun, as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber and rejoices as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and His circuits under the ends of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandments of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and a honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright. I shall be innocent from the great transgressions. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, you are my strength and my redeemer. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in our midst. We acknowledge your presence. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Holy Spirit, move in our midst. Do what you do best. Let the name of Jesus Christ be glorified. Holy Spirit, touch each and every one this morning, everyone under the sound of my voice, those that are listening now, and those that will listen and participate later, O God. Touch their hearts. In the name of Jesus, O God. And Father God, we ask you, Holy Ghost, to open revelation and give us understanding and show us how to apply the word of God in our lives. Oh, Holy Spirit, we cannot make it without you. We need you every second, every minute, every hour. Holy Spirit, lead us and guide us into all truth. Holy Spirit, move on the surface of the face of our lives. Let your light shine. Let there be light. And there was light. So Spirit of the living God, we thank you for your presence. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Holy Ghost. Holy Spirit, we surrender our children to you. We surrender our spouses to you. We surrender our nieces and our nephews to you. We surrender our children to you. Oh, Holy Spirit, move in their lives. In the name of Jesus, I pray for each and every one this morning and their families, oh God. Move in the lives of their families. Move in the lives of our siblings, our nieces, our nephews. Oh God, move in the lives of those that are part of this ministry, oh God, even those that are listening. Holy Spirit, move in their lives. Lord, make the crooked places straight. Make a way where there seems to be no way. Oh, Spirit of the living God, we adore you. Spirit of the living God, we say thank you, thank you, thank you. Spirit of the living God, hallelujah, we bless your name. We praise your name. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus. So we adore you, Spirit of the living God. We come to thy throne of grace this morning. And we ask you for mercy, O God. Your mercy is new every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Have mercy upon each and every one of us, O God. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, O God. Have mercy, O God. Have mercy, O God. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, forgive us of all that we've done in thoughts, in words, in deeds, O God. Be merciful unto us. We have sinned. We have fallen short of your glory. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our husbands and our wives, O God. Have mercy, O God, upon our grandchildren. Have mercy, O God, upon our great-grandchildren. Have mercy, O God, upon our siblings. Have mercy, O God, upon our nieces and our nephews. Have mercy, O God, upon each and every one of us this morning. Those that are listening now, O God, and those that will listen at another time, be merciful unto us, O God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for your mercy, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God. And Father God, this morning, the blood of Jesus over the airways, the cyberspace, the networks, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God, we release the blood of Jesus in our environment. In the name of Jesus, all the blood of Jesus in our dwelling places. We're blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus in our dwelling places. Release the blood. Release the blood of Jesus. Release the blood of Jesus, O God. In the name of Jesus, release the blood of Jesus. Cover our children's dwelling places with the blood of Jesus. O God, we apply the blood of Jesus to every area of our lives. The blood of Jesus on the doorposts of our homes. Oh, the blood of Jesus, O God. We thank you for the blood. We thank you for the blood. The blood of Jesus. 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 The blood, the blood, the blood of blood, the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We thank you for the healing blood of Jesus. We thank you for the redemption blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, O God, for the secrets that is in the blood. We thank you, O God, for the mysteries in the blood of Jesus. We thank you. We invoke the covenant in the blood of Jesus over every area of our lives. We apply the blood of Jesus to our children's lives. We apply the blood of Jesus to our grandchildren's life in the name of Jesus. We apply the blood of Jesus to our children's dwelling places, their workplaces. Oh, God, we apply the blood of Jesus to the children's school, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, to the grandchildren, oh, God, to the great-grandchildren. We apply the blood of Jesus to their dwelling places, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, to their schools, oh God, we apply the blood of Jesus, oh God, to our siblings and our nieces and nephews. The blood of Jesus. We apply the blood of Jesus, oh God, to the works of our hands. We apply the blood of Jesus, oh God, to our children. We apply the blood of Jesus to bring increase in our lives. The blood of Jesus for healing, for deliverance, the blood of Jesus to our cars, our transportation, as we go back and forth to work in the name of Jesus. We apply the blood. We apply the blood. Koria masandere, koria sata. We apply the blood of Jesus in our neighborhoods. We apply the blood of Jesus to the zip codes that we live in. We apply the blood of Jesus to the schools in our neighborhood, the hospitals in our neighborhood, the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, let the blood speak for us, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we ask you, oh, God, to draw a hedge of protection around us, oh, God. Hands of protection around our children. Hands of protection around our grandchildren. Hands of protection around us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, around this prayer service. Hands of protection around the radio, oh God. The hands of protection, oh God. In the name of Jesus, release your glory in the airwaves, the cyberspace, the networks, oh God. Let your glory fall upon us. Let your glory fall upon each and every one of us. Oh, God, on this prayer line, in the radio, oh, God, your glory in our homes, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, let us encounter the glory of God in a special way, in the name of Jesus, the glory, in the name of Jesus. The glory of God. Take us from glory to glory. Take us from strength to strength. Take us from favor to favor. In the name of Jesus, glorify yourself in our hearts. Glorify yourself in our lives. Glorify yourself, oh God. Jesus Christ, be thy glorified. Glorify yourself as your word comes forth. In the name of Jesus, let the anointing overflow. Let the anointing overflow. Let the anointing overflow. In the name of Jesus, oh God, you are our strength. You are our everything. We need you, Jesus. We need you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, oh God, let everything be turned in our favor. Let us walk by faith and not by the walk by how we feel, but walk to glorify you, O God. Walk in faith in the name of Jesus that you get the glory. You get the glory. We thank you for windows of divine opportunities. We thank you for opening doors that no man can shut. We thank you for this new season, oh God, that you are catapulting us into our divine purpose, that you are catapulting us into our divine destiny. We thank you, oh God, that we have reached the crescendo, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We have come to the crescendo, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for giving us that courage, for giving us that faith. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, just like you told Joshua, be strong, be courageous. I will be with you just as I was with Moses. You repeated that, be strong, and Lord, in the name of Jesus. strength come from you. Our courage come from you. In the name of Jesus, give us the holy boldness. Give us your wisdom, O God. In the name of Jesus, let the fruit of the Holy Ghost be activated in our lives. In the name of Jesus, the fruit of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, let renew our minds. Refresh us, O God. Take away the mindset. Give us the mindset of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, renew our minds. Let the mind of Christ be in us. Give us wisdom. Show us what to say and what not to say. Oh, Lord, thank you, Lord. We ask you this morning to send your holy angels to be with us, guiding and protecting us. Ministering unto us in the name of Jesus. Let your holy angels do your biddings in our lives. War on our behalf. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for the fresh oil. We thank you, O God, that you have given us new skin. In the name of Jesus, giving us new skin. In the name of Jesus, giving us new skin. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for giving us new skin, O God. And we thank you, Lord, for pouring the wine, O God. It's a new skin, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Well, hallelujah. Amen. And amen. Let's look at Genesis for a second. Genesis 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The earth was without form. The earth was void of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And verse 3 says, and God said, let there be light. And there was light. Let us look again at verse 1. Holy Spirit, as I bring this word, let it not be me, but let it be Christ that lives inside of me. All of you, Spirit of the living God, and Lord, none of me. Let your word come forth in the anointing and in the power of your Holy Spirit. So, Lord, we thank you in advance for your word. The Lord God is perfect, all his ways. Everything God does is perfect and is good. Everything, I hope you're listening, everything he is good. There's no darkness in God. God is holy. God is righteous. Hallelujah. Everything about God is good. Everything he made in the universe, perfectly made. Everything he made in the universe, perfect. And we know he's perfect. In the beginning, John 1 says, in the beginning was the light. And the light was God. Look at your Bibles. The Holy Spirit wants us to go somewhere this morning. In the beginning was the light. In the beginning was the Word, John 1. And the Word was with God. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. John 1, all things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life. And the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. When light comes, darkness disappears because light absorbs darkness. Okay, light absorbs darkness. What does it mean? It, when we are the light of the Word, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. So when light comes, it's easy. Turn your lights off and put it on. Darkness gone. Hallelujah. If you feel, and what operates that? You have the electricity up and closed, or you put the candle on and you blow it off, and all those things. Hallelujah. And when you look at it, think about the light and darkness, cutting your lights off, putting it on, light, darkness, light, darkness, light. You cannot see in the dark. Hallelujah. But you can see the light. There's different degrees. Like the watch. If you look at the light bulbs, they got the highest light bulb. They got 100 watts, 10 watts, 20 watts. Hallelujah. So when we look at it, you think about, so some lights, they are dimmer than some. Some are so bright. Even if you look at flashlights, my husband is crazy. He gets all types of flashlights, all the lumens. And some of the flashlights the light, and some of them are so bright. Some of the flashlights we have, he's crazy about flashlights. If some of the flashlights we have, it can light the whole house up. Because of the lumens in the watts in these flashlights, and then some of them they're minimal, and some of them they're small, but with they light the whole room up. I think we got so many flashlights because he buys all the different kinds of flashlights. He loves flashlights. He really obsessed with flashlight. So you got all kinds of and the different types, but some not too bright as the others. And even in our homes, when you look at your home, some lights are not as bright as the other. So what am I saying to you? God wants your light to shine at the highest that he can shine. Come into that light. Jesus is the light of the world. So our light has to shine so bright that darkness will disappear. Pray that you understand what I'm about to say, what I'm saying. I'm trying to break it down. Holy Spirit, help me. Remember when Saul was on his way to Damascus, and that he saw that light from heaven. And we know that was Jesus Christ, and that light, the light blinded him. Hallelujah. Blinded him, that he got blind, physically blind, and he could not see. And Jesus said, so why does thou persecute me? Because Saul was a Jew, and he was going around killing the Christians, the followers of Christ. Thought he was doing the right thing. But he was not, because he was following the law of Moses. Jesus came to fulfill the law of Moses. He fulfilled it. Hallelujah. So Saul thought he was doing the right thing, but he wasn't doing the right thing. He thought he was advocating for the kingdom of God, but he wasn't doing the right thing, killing Christians. At that time, they used to call them the Way, Jesus' followers, until he met the true light, which is Christ Jesus. And there was a transformation. When you meet the true light, darkness disappears. Hallelujah. When we receive Christ as our Lord and our personal Savior, receive His Spirit is in us. And the more and more we learn, darkness slowly disappears. Because we go through that process of learning. Because of lack of knowledge, people perish. But God wants us to have this opportunity. The doors are open. Grow in Him for our lives not to be low, but to come up higher than life in us. We have to allow the Spirit of God to move in our lives. We got to allow the Spirit of God to lead us and to direct us. We have to, because we are coming into the last days. What am I saying to you this morning? These seasons we're coming into, we have to know the word. It has to be a part of us. The Bible says, and the word, which is Jesus, that light, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Shine to the highest degree. Shine. When your light shines, you are gaining wisdom. You are gaining knowledge. Your eyes are being open, and things that you thought you knew, God is taking it away and opening your eyes. Are you ready for your eyes to be open? Are you ready for God to use you in a mighty way? Who's ready? Who's ready? Who's ready? Because all things got to go for the new things to come in. And sometimes we get very comfortable in our way of doing things. So we, even though we bring the new things, you might have electricity in your house. Let's give example, like Liberia, you might have daily electricity in your house. And there's no limit. God has blessed you with finances. You can see, you got a generator that you can get, and God has blessed you financially and has blessed you, and you built your house. But you refuse to use your kitchen. But you decide you're going to use the coal pot outside when there's an electric stove or a gas stove inside. And so you prefer to send all the wood and do all you can to cook your food. Instead of using the kitchen, you have the money to buy to buy the gas, and you okay, but you say, no, I'm not going to use it. No, I'm not going to use it. I'm going to use the coal pot to cook my food. You know what it is? Ignorance. It's plain ignorance. It's not like you're suffering to buy the gas. God has, I want you to think about it. God has blessed you. You got finances, you got everything, but you're still going to use the coal pot. You're still going to use the coal pot, and you're still going to cook outside. Why can't you go inside? You got an electric stove, but no. All the food tastes better. All this, you look for every excuse because you're afraid of change. Open the door. Say, come up. I want to show you. I want to teach you great and mighty things. But you're afraid to go higher. And you're fearful to be promoted. You're fearful to go to the next level. A job promotion comes. And you know, our minds know how to make excuses. You, a job promotion come, you've been on this job for a long time, and you're afraid to go to the next level, and you say, I don't want this job. I like my schedule, because if I go on the other schedule, then this, because you're afraid of change. Apostle Paul saw when he turned, he was afraid of change too. He thought he was doing the right thing. The Pharisees and Sadducees, they thought they were doing the right thing. Who killed Jesus? You think they killed Jesus because Jesus was the light of the world. They did not understand. They did not understand. They did not understand what was going on, even though there was scribes and read the scriptures all over and over. But they did not understand, and they killed Jesus Christ on the cross. But God had already had that all in set. But I'm saying to you, when we do not have an understanding, if you got wisdom and you don't have understanding, you got a wisdom goes with understanding. Understanding goes with applying. When you have wisdom and you have knowledge, you got to have that understanding. Hallelujah. Does that happen overnight? No, it takes a while to happen. There's a lot of things that you might know now. You know now, but you didn't know before. Let's, for example, some children were born, and the mothers had affairs while they were married and had these children. I'm not just putting it on the women. Please bear with me. And the children, I had classmates who carried their supposedly dad's name. And the fathers thought that they were their children. And then when it came and the emphasis started asking for DNA, proved that they were not their father's, their mother's husband's child. That's knowledge, because the DNA now is knowledge. Because the DNA was specifically give you, got the way how to give you, you know what, who's your father, where your origin, I mean, you can go through the whole work of the DNA. That's light. Light is getting that knowledge too, that they will illuminate you. And not only the DNA, they use the DNA now for people who were in jail for a long time, and they set free because the DNA that the police had, it was wrong DNA. And now, because science have developed, that person who was kept in jail for 20, 30 years have been released because they made a mistake, because the DNA show exact. What I'm saying to you, I'm breaking it down to you, that when you get that knowledge, your eyes open. Your eyes, and every day, even for everyday life, you get knowledge. Information is so important. And sometimes we don't want to receive the information because of fear. What are you going to say on one side instead of doing on the other side. Let the mind of Christ be in us. That means we're allowing Christ to take over our soul. Hallelujah. Your soul is the one we are, spirit, soul, and body. The Spirit of God is in us. When we receive Christ, the Spirit is there. And the soul is your mind. The soul is your intellect. The soul is what makes you make decisions. Whether you want light or darkness, the soul, your soul will tell you do this and do this, do that. And you cannot let the enemy take over your soul. You got to allow the Holy Spirit to take, move and grow. Read your Bible. Pray every day. You grow. You gain knowledge. If you allow the Spirit, you will have dreams and vision, and you will begin to understand what it means. Because you, every year you should grow as a Christian. You should not be on that level from glory to glory. You glory, and not just learning from your, you learn it from their heart, from your mind, and it goes to your heart. You eat the word. You live the word. You do the word. Because this is how God wants us to grow. And then our lights begin to shine bright and bright and bright instead of hiding it under the bushel. If you hide it under the bushel, what happens? No one sees it, because your light should shine that others may see and glorify the name of God. Let there be light. So what am I saying? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. And then 9 says, we will talk about John, verse 9. It says, he was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. You are sent to bear witness of who? That light of Jesus Christ. That was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. That light, who is the true light in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. The Jews didn't receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave power to become sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Hallelujah. Not only are receiving, but you believe, you receive, and you want to gain more. Hallelujah. He gave them power to become sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And that's Jesus, the light. For a light to shine, it needs power. And when that power comes, it's the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. In the beginning was the Word. And so I'm going to stop with this and go, because I pray that you have understood. Are you going to allow God? Are you going to allow the Holy Spirit to move in your life? Are you going to hunger and thirst after the Word of God, not only learning it, if you have knowledge and you don't have love, but in love, learn. Because you love Jesus, you're going to learn. Hallelujah. You want to be that light that when the demons see you, they tremble. The Bible says he makes his ministers a flaming light, a flaming fire. And that flaming fire, the fire is going, so you carry that light. Hallelujah. I told you the earth was without form. That means before we met Christ, our life was without form. Before we met Christ, our lives was void. Before we met Christ, he brought us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Our life was dark. That means we lack knowledge, we lack understanding, we lack wisdom. And so before we met him, where were we going? Straight to hell until we met Jesus. The Bible said, and the Spirit of God move upon the face of the waters. What is the face of the waters? Well, when it said the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit move on the face. Would you allow the Holy Spirit to move on the face of the waters of your life? What is the face? Where is your face? Where's your face? You got your face, your head, the face of the water, your mind. Are you going to let the Holy Ghost take over your mind? When the Holy Spirit take over your mindset, when the Holy Spirit take over your soul, when the Holy Ghost take over your intellect, you allow the Holy Spirit to lead you and direct you. When you're in submission to the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, I don't know about you, but I feel the power of the anointing. Your mindset, that's why you cannot put new wine in old skin, it will burst. Hallelujah, it got to be in new skin, your mindset. It's the soul that is judged. When we dead, it's our soul. Our spirit go back to God. The spirit is not judged because the spirit is the spirit of God. And it is perfect. Your mind is the one, your intellect is the one that judges, the one who tells you to do this, do that. But if you allow the Spirit of God to move upon your mind, the face of the waters, then Jesus said, then let there be light. Hallelujah. Are you going to allow that to happen for the light to shine? Or are you going to stay cooking on the coal pot instead of going inside an electric stove? To cook? Are you going to sit on the floor instead of sitting in a chair because the world is constantly developing? Are you going to just sit? Somebody says sit in a chair. No, I'm used to sitting on the floor. So you go to people's houses, you sit on the floor because you have that mentality that your great-great-grandmother sat on the floor. And you, I don't know, I'm afraid if this chair will take me. Father, thank you, Lord. Thank you for your word. You spoke to my heart, and I received what you spoke, oh God, that the light will continue to shine in us, that men may see and glorify your name. Pray that the Spirit of God move upon the face of the waters of each one that is here. Lift your hands up. Hallelujah. Anoint your head. Everyone, anoint your head. Anoint your head. If you don't have oil, you can do it later, but just place your right hand on your head, on the top of your head. And I want you to say, and I'm going to open the line so I want to hear every voice. If you want God to move, then you can say. If you don't want him to move, then that's it, because you still have a choice. You have your choice. But I'm saying to you, put your hands on your
conference
head.
Unmuted.
And when you put your right hand on your head, you say, Spirit of the Living God. cool upon the face of the waters of my life.
On the face of the water of my life.
Upon the face of the waters of my life.
On the face of the
waters of my life.
On the face of the water of my life. On the face of the water of my life.
Move upon the face of my life. The Holy Spirit got to move upon your hand. That's your hand. That's your mind. That's your intellect. This is where knowledge and all these things happen. You run your face. You have your eyes that see. Remember, Eve was tempted. You run your face. You have your ears that hear. You have your nose that smell. You have your mouth that see. Do you know what's sitting up on your face? Just think about all the things on your face. Physically, your brains, your intellect, think about everything. It has to flow with your intellect. So the Spirit of God got to stomp upon the face of the waters of your life. The Spirit of God got to come upon your eyes. The Spirit of God got to use your whole face. Because your brain, the system, everything, that's what directs your body. Your body is the last. Because if the brain not functioning right, the body will not function. But we got to allow the Holy Ghost to work upon the face of the waters of our lives. Hallelujah. The face of the waters of our lives. See, our eyes can see. Our ears can hear. Our nose can smell. And our mouth can taste the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. But we got to allow him. So do it. And if you allow the Spirit of the living God to move upon the face of the waters of your life, and then what God said, let there be
light.
And that's the life we want. That's the life we want it as 20. We want it to the highest. And as we were children, just imagine what you knew as 1 year old. You don't do that 1 year old thing anymore. You don't do that first grade thing anymore. You don't do the second grade. When you was a child, you acted like a child. You did everything as a child. When you became a man, you got rid of childish things. That's because you grew your intellect. You learned. You got your education. You still got the same. Where you're not walking like a toddler. You're not eating baby food. You're eating rice. You're eating soup. You're eating food. You see, so your physical body grows. But God wants our spiritual body to grow. Hallelujah. So let's, Father, we thank you. We bless you for this word. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, I pray that your children understand and receive your word. Oh, God, I receive it. Thank you, Lord. Do we will not be afraid of this new thing you're doing in us. We will not be afraid, oh, God, because we know that you are right with us. You will never leave us. We thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed
be thy name.
Thy will be done
on earth as it is
in heaven.
Give us this
day
our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those
who trespass against us.
And lead
us not into temptation,
but deliver
us from
evil.
For thine
is thy kingdom,
thy
power and thy glory,
forever
and ever. In Jesus' holy name.
Amen.
With our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ,
the
love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit, rest with me and abide with us all.
Now
and forevermore. Amen. His goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name we pray.
Amen. Wonderful and blessed day, morning. God's grace on at 9. In Jesus' name. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle. God bless you too.
Amen.
And have a blessed morning.
Amen.